This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sierra.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is your Weekly Dose of Wicked.
Dose of Wicked fam.
How's it going on this fabulous Wednesday?
I'm doing pretty good.
Me too. Having a great day. Actually, I'm exhausted.
But you probably won't be on Wednesday.
I don't know, man. The way this week's going, I might be.
This way the week's going. It's Monday.
I know. It's been an exhausting week thus far.
Yeah, me too.
But hey, maybe by Wednesday I'll be...
I'm manifesting it that I just am feeling good.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you feeling any better today?
I had a pretty good day until I ate that dinner. The dinner made me a little nauseous.
Should have had a beef and cheddar.
I wasn't offered a beef and cheddar.
I don't know if beef and cheddar will make you sick, Ashley. Everything makes you sick these days. So.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter what I eat.
I didn't even know if the sound of it would make you sick. So sometimes you just, like, a little picture makes you sick.
That's true. So. Sometimes the picture
I tried
does.
I to show you my egg boil the other day and you were like, no, get it away from me. Don't even look it. Don't even show me the picture. So...
That looked nasty.
Heaven forbid. It was gross.
I bet it was.
It was gross. I made it. If you guys have seen that on TikTok, I don't know. Maybe I'm something wrong with me. But there's like this TikTok trend going around for these egg boils. You use like butter, Old Bay, garlic. You make like this sauce. You soft boil some eggs. I was stoked for it. And.
Looked disgusting.
My Crohn's has been acting up, as we said last week. So last week, I didn't eat any solid food for 5 days. And I was like, dadgummit, I'm eating an egg boil. It was gross. And then I had to choke down 6 eggs. Because, I mean, that's a big waste to throw them away.
I would have just thrown them away.
No, I choked them down. They were not good.
Yeah, you talking about the egg bowl is going to make me throw up. Please stop.
Yeah, they were weird. I didn't like them.
They looked repulsive in the video.
They weren't good.
I told you they wouldn't be good, but you didn't believe me.
Big disappointment. All right, well, everyone was raving about how good they are. And I like other boils. So I thought they'd be good. They were not. Big old waste eggs. I mean, I ate them, so it wasn't a waste, but they were gross. Also, well, I don't know how to soft boil an egg, so. They were just hard boiled.
Just do the same thing, but don't cook it as long.
I didn't think I did, but they were done. Hmm. So, whatever. Tis what it is.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what have you prepared for us today, Ashley? We got nothing going on, really, so.
No, nothing really going on. Same old, same old.
Same old, same old. Ashley's still pregnant. Sick. I'm still sick. Story of our lives. But hey, good news. You'll be, what, 15 weeks. So, you are 15 weeks.
Today. Yes, ma'am.
You're 15 weeks, so you're in the home stretch.
Yeah, I actually haven't puked today.
Well, that's good.
I normally puke every morning, at least once.
Uh-huh.
Makes me late for work.
Yeah?
But I haven't puked today.
The kids said you were late for work today.
No. Oh. I mean, I wasn't on time. But I wasn't late.
So you were late. Got it.
I was... on time for my latest available time. To be
good job. Good job.
Why did they say I was late? I left.
It wasn't the kids. Earlier. It was Jacob.
Oh, Jacob, screw off. He goes into work at 10.
I know. I forgot. It was Jacob. For some reason, I was thinking it was the kids, but it wasn't.
What time did he go to work today?
I don't know, but can I just share with you? I smell awful.
Well, I'm glad you're on the other side of the table then.
Because I'm just sitting here, like, stewing in my own stench. I'm like, what does that smell? And I'm like, oh, it's me.
Well, let's hurry this up so you can take a bath.
I do want to take a bath.
Well, let's hurry it up.
All right. Well, jump in. We don't want to hurry up. We want to give the people what they came for.
Okay. Well, you know what I mean. Let's get to it.
All right.
All right.
Is it a good one?
I mean, I think it is a decent one.
Okay.
I mean, are they ever good?
Can we talk about real quick? What? I want to know the people's view on these people with the bodies in their basement.
Oh.
Have you guys seen that? I want to know. I want to know if you guys have seen that. What they were offering, what, like, eco-friendly burial?
Yeah.
And then come to find out they were just like hoarding bodies in their basement.
Disgusting.
What the fuck? What on earth?
I mean, that's a good scam.
That's disgusting.
I mean, it is disgusting.
And they were just giving them concrete.
Right. I don't know how they...
Instead of ashes.
Yeah. How could they live like that?
Exactly. Like, how are you living with... It was like 194 bodies.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how they were doing that. I want to know you guys' thoughts on that,
I think
that,
it was 189.
It was a lot of bodies.
Either way, a lot of bodies.
A lot of bodies.
Yeah, disgusting.
Absolutely repulsive.
Disgusting.
Absolutely repulsive. Also, has the stingray had her babies yet?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I'm intrigued by that, too. Let us know what you think of that, too. You guys been following the stingray?
I think it's a shark. I think it's a shark ray.
I think it's a...
Immaculate conception?
Yeah, but they have, like, a name for it. They're, like, calling it something like stesis or something.
Yeah, stesis.
Yeah.
Stingray Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I think it's immaculate conception.
I think it's a shark.
Cast your votes. By sending us a message.
Team Ashley or Team Sierra?
Yes. Who are you in agreement with? Because they're in, what, Hendersonville? Is that where they are?
Yeah.
Or Henderson?
Yeah, I need to go there. It's not that far.
You want to go there?
Yeah, so I can see the pregnant stingray.
That'll be done by the time we get there. The kind of luck we have. The kind of luck we have, it'll, like, give birth on the drive.
Yeah, probably.
It's not far, though. Right?
Yeah.
I can't like actually an hour, skip hour and a half. All right, let's jump into the case. That's enough about pop culture and current events.
Okay, yeah. All right. On April 24th of 2017, Heather Collins was partaking in her normal weekday morning. She was drinking a cup of coffee and scrolling through Facebook before she started her day. She came across an article about a body of a young woman being found in a nearby soccer field. Immediately, she had a sinking feeling and started checking on her three daughters. Two of them were safely at home getting ready for school, but the oldest lived on her own, so she called her. The call went straight to voicemail.
Oh, no.
She called again and again, but she couldn't get a hold of her. She knew her daughter Haley had a big test that morning, so she was probably just busy. She was trying not to worry. She was probably overreacting anyway. A little while passed, and the test should have been over, so she tried to call again, and still her phone went to voicemail. So being a mama bear, Heather started calling her friends. It turns out Haley never showed up for her important test that morning. Heather got in touch with Haley's best friend, Ainsley. Ainsley tried to calm Heather down and said, "No worries, I have her location. I'll check where she is." But unfortunately, when she did, it came up no location found. Ainsley lived nearby, and she had a key to Haley's apartment, so she was like, no big deal. I'll just go check on her. When she arrives to Haley's apartment complex, her car is in the parking lot. So Ainsley is relieved. She's like, well, maybe Haley overslept, or maybe she was sick, and that's why she missed her test. Lots of reasons. It'll be fine. So she goes up to her apartment, knocks on the door, no answer. She lets herself into the apartment and starts yelling out to Haley, and still no answer and no signs of Haley in the apartment. Heather didn't know what to do, so she contacted a friend of hers that worked at a nearby police department and told them what was going on and gave them Haley's description. They contacted the police investigating the body that had been found, and soon those police officers contacted Heather asking for photos of Haley's tattoos. The body was very soon identified as 20-year-old Haley Rathberg.
Ugh, how horrible.
I know.
That's awful. The mother found out on Facebook?
Mm-hmm. But, like, goes to show, trust your gut.
Mm-hmm.
You know? When you get that horrible sinking feeling.
It's true.
I get those all the time, though.
I'm a firm believer in guts.
And usually nothing's wrong. But I still check every time.
I typically, when I get gut feelings, there is something wrong.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I just get, like, an overwhelming feeling that someone is hurt, but I don't know who it is.
I normally feel like mine are directed at people, and I know exactly who it is. Like, when my best friend's mother passed away.
Yeah.
And I knew. I didn't know her mother passed away, but I knew it was, like, I needed to get in touch with her.
Yeah.
Specifically. Like, I don't know. It was a horrible, like, overwhelming feeling. There was something wrong.
Right.
And it was directed at her.
Yeah. So also that same morning, her younger sister was on her drive to school, and she immediately, out of nowhere, hadn't talked to her mom about it, got an overwhelming feeling that something was wrong with her sister.
Yeah.
So she made whoever she was with turn around and go, she's like, I have to find my sister.
Yeah.
So she started posting on, like, she tried to call her sister, couldn't get in touch with her, talked to her mom, they couldn't get in touch with her. So she posted it on Facebook, like, hey, if anyone sees or hears from my sister, let me know. And then people started sending her the article of this body being found.
That's awful.
How horrible is that?
That's awful.
But, like, both of them the same morning had that feeling.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
It is crazy, but I am a firm believer in gut feelings.
Oh, me too. Definitely. So Haley grew up in Indiana. She was described by everyone who knew her as kind and caring. She loved helping people, and she acted like an older protective sister to everyone in her life. She was the type of person who would give you the shirt off her back if you just asked for it. So it was no surprise to her friends and family when she decided to pursue a career in nursing. She went on to the University of Southern Indiana to pursue this degree, and she also worked part-time at Texas Roadhouse. Gotta love Texas Roadhouse.
I don't love Texas Roadhouse.
Okay, but you do.
The amount of times that we talk about Texas Roadhouse on this podcast.
We should be sponsored by them.
We should be.
Except for you talk bad about them.
Because I don't like them.
Well, I love them.
I used to love Texas Roadhouse, so we had that horrible experience there.
Yeah. It was just one time.
No, it wasn't. I had a bad experience twice in a row.
Well, I've only had one once.
And it was horrible. It was an absolutely horrific, horrendous experience.
Well, it was. Second chances.
No, I'm not giving him any more chances. They even gave me a free gift card, and I didn't go back.
Oh, can I have it?
No, it expired.
Oh, well, that's rude.
Yeah, because I called and complained about the horrific experience we had.
So ridiculous.
I'm ridiculous?
Yes.
Not really. If I'm going to give my money to somebody, I expect for it to be worth my money. No, that was a horrible experience. Horrible management, horrible situation. Like, just the entire thing was horrible. And I don't even feel like they cared.
No, they didn't. Anyways, they've already heard this story. They don't want to hear it again.
I know, but, you know, maybe they're new here.
And they care about our Texas Roadhouse
experience. We do talk about Texas Roadhouse a lot. Like, we had one where I shouted out a great server there. Serenity. I loved Serenity. She was great, but she doesn't work there anymore, so.
Yeah.
Probably because they're horrible.
Maybe it's just that Texas Roadhouse.
I agree, though, every once in a while. Okay. I'm a server. So I agree. Sometimes you just, like, have a bad day, whatever.
Okay,
a bad table. But it wasn't even the servers. The servers were great. It wasn't the servers.
Right, it was the managers.
It was the managers and the host.
Right.
So.
They needed to get their shit together.
I get it. I had a table the other day who told me I was a horrible server and walk out. And I said, thank you. Have a good day.
I had that man that one time tell me that I was the worst server he's ever had in his life.
Yeah.
And then he got a free rack of ribs.
My table got nothing
free. Ridiculous.
All right. Anyway, back to Haley. I'm sure she was a great Texas Roadhouse server.
I'm sure she was.
Or host or whatever she was doing there.
I'm not really positive, but I think she was a server.
Okay.
But I'm not positive. Anyways, so Haley was murdered with a single gunshot wound to the back of the head. An autopsy was performed, and that was her cause of death. There were no other signs of any trauma, and there were no signs of sexual assault. The time of death could not be determined. They did believe that Haley laid bleeding out for quite some time by the scene. The gravel was found to have been moved around at her legs like a snow angel. How sad is that?
Like she was kicking?
Yeah.
And moving? Oh my god.
They also believe because of the nature of the shooting, she knew and trusted her murderer.
Probably.
At the scene, there was nothing that would have identified Haley if it wasn't for her mother's intuition.
Mm-hmm.
There was no cell phone, no wallet, no physical evidence whatsoever. All there was at the scene was a blood-soaked blue towel found next to her body, but nothing else. The police even spent time with scissors cutting the grass, looking for bullet casing, but they found nothing. So, who would do this to Haley?
Her boyfriend.
No, she didn't have one.
Oh, okay.
So the police asked Heather if she had any ideas, and immediately she said a man named Thaddeus. Thaddeus Rice was a suspect in another ongoing case. This case involved the reckless homicide of a 10-month-old Jackson Wheeler.
What? A baby?
Yeah. So Jackson was his girlfriend's Jordan son.
Mm-hmm.
Thaddeus was watching him while his girlfriend was working.
Okay.
And he claimed to have tripped on a diaper bag and fallen down the stairs with Jackson.
Okay.
Like, the day,
I mean, I could see that happening.
Yeah. So the day of the incident, Jordan called Haley and she came to the ER to support her friend. At some point in the day, she went to Jordan's apartment to get her some clothes and other things that she had needed. When she walked into the home, she immediately noticed that the diaper bag was neatly packed up next to the couch.
Oh, so he didn't trip over the back.
Which, yeah, okay. Would not have made sense if he tripped over it on the stairs, like he says.
Okay.
So, it was involved a kid, so there's really not, like, a ton of details, so I don't really know a lot. But I do know that Heather, Haley's mom, said that Haley really had struggled if she should bring this to the police's attention or not. And Heather's advice was that she should tell them whatever she knows.
Yeah.
There were injuries to Jackson that the doctors didn't believe could be explained by a fall.
Okay.
And Thaddeus was later on found guilty for child neglect and reckless homicide and was sentenced to 40 years in prison.
Okay, so then how did he kill Haley?
Well, after the fact. Like later on, he was found guilty.
Oh, he was still but out because this was so new. He
so like this is at yet. The beginning of April.
Oh, okay.
And she was killed at the end of April.
Okay. So she's thinking that Thaddeus killed her to like shut her up.
Right. That's what the mom thinks.
Okay. I can get on board with that.
Right. So the police went to question Thaddeus and Jordan. Thaddeus refused to speak with police, but Jordan answered their questions. She told police that Haley actually did come over to their apartment the night, that night to pick up something she had left there. She didn't stay for long, and after she left, and they didn't hear from her anymore. Jordan says the two of them stayed in for the rest of the night. The day after Haley's murder, Heather received a Snapchat video from someone, which had Thaddeus waving around a gun.
Okay.
So in her mind, you know, Thaddeus is definitely guilty. But the police checked on the surveillance footage, and it shows Haley arriving and leaving in her car by herself, and it doesn't show Jordan or Thaddeus leaving that night at all, so they are cleared.
Okay.
The police obtain surveillance footage from Haley's apartment complex, and they see a man come and pick up Haley around 10:30 p.m. This car belonged to Isaiah Hagen. Isaiah was a friend and coworker at Texas Roadhouse. They also had a previous relationship, but it didn't last very long, and they decided that they were just better off as friends.
Okay.
They continue trying to trace his steps that night, and they do find surveillance footage of his car in a Walmart parking lot, and then again in the store with another man around 2 a.m. This man was identified as Jake Allen. So the police question Jake, and he says that he did hang out with Isaiah around midnight until the early hours of the morning. They just hung out, went to Walmart, nothing unusual. He says that Isaiah did tell him that he had just left Haley before he came over. Isaiah told him that he dropped her off at a park to meet up with someone, which Jake thought was kind of weird because that's not really the type of person Isaiah was. He was really protective. Mm-hmm. So it'd be kind of weird that he would just drop her off in the middle of the night at a park.
Right.
But he didn't think too much of it at the time. Now it's time for an ad break.
Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do.
That was a little long, but thank you. So the police bring Isaiah in for questioning. He says that Haley texted him that night and asked him to pick her up and drop her off at a park because she was meeting someone there. Isaiah said he thought it was kind of weird, but he did it. After he went and hung out with his friend Jake until the early morning. There's video footage at the park that he says he dropped her off at, which has no Isaiah or Haley anywhere to be found. So the story of Isaiah doesn't really add up.
Right, that's interesting. Was the park where the soccer field was?
It said it was, like, really close, so I don't know if maybe it was, like, in the same, like, it was the same, you know, like, they have, like, recreation acres or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. Either, like, a bunch of places next to each other. I'm not really sure if it was something like that, or if it was just, like, near each other. I'm not sure. But there were not video cameras at the soccer field.
Okay. This is completely off topic, but it just came to light today. So earlier today, I was driving by a house that I like because I'm looking for somewhere to live, as the listeners don't know, but you do. Okay. Anyway, looking for somewhere to move. And there's this house that I really love that I probably can't afford, but I just want to drive by it anyway because I love it. And we're driving by there and my son was like, this would be perfect. We can play baseball. There's a baseball field right there. And I look over. It was literally just like an empty lot. And I was like, how deprived were my poor children that my son thought that that was a baseball field? And it was just, it was like Remax for sale. It was
imagination.
Just like, it was just an empty lot. But I think maybe it had like a chain link fence with like yellow around the top.
Oh, yeah.
So I think maybe he was like so excited. He's like, this would be the perfect house, Mom, because we can play baseball every day. I was like, we can play baseball, but not there. Because that is someone else's lot. Yeah, I was like, no. But I do agree this house is perfect. I just don't think we can afford it. But I do love it.
Yeah. That should add to me.
Yeah, I love it. It's beautiful. It's a three bedroom and it has like a bonus room. It's like a small, it's called a loft, but it's like the same size as the bedrooms. So I was like, it would be perfect because each of the kids could have their own room.
Oh, yeah.
And then it also has a formal dining room to use for homeschooling. Really, it's the perfect house. If only they could decrease the rent by about $300 a month, we'd be good.
Why don't you tell them that?
No, they're not going to do that, but I just wanted to drive by and it's in a little neighborhood. Very cute house. Big fan.
Maybe they will decrease it.
They just dropped it. $40. So I'm going to need to drop another. 255 would be ideal. Anyway, off topic, but thinking of the field just made me think of my sweet, innocent children thinking that an abandoned lot was a baseball field.
Yeah, that one. That is funny. So they do get access to Isaiah's phone records, and it shows that Haley and Isaiah's phone leave her house, head together to the soccer field. Around 11:30, Haley's phone turns off, but Isaiah's phone stays on. And then it leaves soon after to go hang out with Jake.
Okay, but Haley's phone never moved. Haley's food. Haley's phone?
Nope.
I think I said phone.
Yeah, you did. But you meant phone.
We know. I meant phone. Haley's phone never moved.
Right, nope. So, moved together to the soccer field. Got shut off.
Okay.
Around 3:30 a.m., Haley's phone turns on again.
Mm-hmm.
It pings at the location of the soccer field and then quickly at Isaiah's location.
Okay.
And then it shuts off again.
Okay. So, he has her phone.
Yes.
Because he killed her in a soccer field.
Possibly.
Okay, Isaiah, I see you.
They bring him into question again, and he admits that they did go to the soccer field, but he just left that out because he was nervous to tell the police that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'd be nervous about that as well, since you had her phone and you turned it on.
Right, but they
like
don't...
an idiot.
They don't talk to him about that yet.
Okay, but he knows he did that. That was dumb.
So they do ask him about the phone, being with him at 3 a.m., and he says that he actually just found it in his car.
Oh, okay.
But then he threw it out the window.
Oh, okay. Because that's what I do when I find my friend's phones in my car.
Right. What a horrible story.
That's a horrible story.
I found her phone, then I threw it out the window.
I found her phone, and I was like, ah, she doesn't need this. Okay. Also, like, what an asshole. If I left my phone in your car and you threw it out the window,
right?
It would be livid.
Right?
Like, what the hell, Isaiah?
Right, so why does he think that throwing it out the window is a good story to have if he did nothing wrong?
Right. Okay.
Okay. So then the interview continues, and then he changes his story that he actually just found a phone while he was driving. He just, like, saw it.
Uh-huh.
And pulled over and turned it on, and it was Haley's.
And so he threw it.
But then he threw it out the window again.
That doesn't really add up for me, buddy.
Yeah. Again, why? What was the point of throwing it out the window?
No point.
I don't understand.
Maybe it was just, like, an intrusive thought, though. I did have that intrusive thought last night where I was going to stab you with the knife, remember?
Okay, but you didn't.
I didn't. But the other day, I had an intrusive thought where I was going to dump Coke on Sterling's food.
And did you?
A little bit.
I think that's a little different, though, than throwing a phone out the window.
I agree. I'm just saying, though, those intrusive thoughts sometimes.
Okay. Well,
they do get the best, yeah.
I don't know about this. He didn't say that it was an intrusive thought, so.
Sometimes I do just have intrusive thoughts. And sometimes I do act on them.
Well, I mean, I have them quite often, but I usually don't act on them.
A few weeks ago at work... Oh, I don't know if I should say this. Who cares? Whatever. I accidentally broke a glass and I was having a really bad night. So I just threw the other one and broke it too. And it felt really good.
Good.
That was an intrusive thought. I mean, then I had to clean up the two broken glasses. But like, I already had to clean one up. So, you know.
Yeah. We were actually just talking at work today how we should go to a rage room.
And really throw things?
Yeah.
I want to do that.
And break things.
You can't do that pregnant.
I know. That's what we said, that we'd have to wait.
As soon as baby Runkles is born. We should go to a rage room.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Just destroy things.
Mm-hmm. I think I want to do it now, though.
You can't. You're pregnant.
Why? I can't throw things?
Princess pregnant Ashley can't do that.
Whatever.
Dad won't approve.
You don't have to tell him.
I'm not allowed to do anything.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I think it's ridiculous that he cares as much as he does.
Also, a little
ridiculous. I birthed ridiculous. Three of his grandchildren, and I don't know that he was concerned in the least bit.
I mean, I'm sure
when
it was.
I jumped on the bed.
I'm sure it was.
I don't think so. Mom said herself, she was pregnant, and he was like, go get wood for the wood stove. So.
Yeah, I can see him doing that.
And then
he's
Ashley,
gotten a lot softer in his old age,
like, oh
though.
My God, why are you carrying that beer? You can't carry that. Why is the pregnant girl carrying that?
Because I'm not an invalid.
Well.
I can still do things.
No, not supposed to lift things, Ashley.
Okay, anyways. So Isaiah, in the interview, he then asks if he can talk to his mom.
Okay.
His mom actually works as a correctional officer and was on duty at the time, so they did let her talk with him.
Okay.
This conversation was not recorded and it was private. Afterwards, his mom would not say what the two talked about.
Don't blame her.
And pretty soon after that, Isaiah also quit talking.
Don't blame him on that.
So investigators considered Isaiah to be their top suspect, but did not have enough to charge him and let him go.
I can see why they would think he was the top suspect. Mm-hmm. I also think he's the top suspect.
I also think he's the top suspect.
Okay.
So they receive a warrant to search his parents' house where he lived. They found a towel that matched the same towel that was with Haley's body.
I can see that since normally towels are sets.
Right. But neither of these towels have each other's DNA on them. So the one whose house doesn't have Haley's, the one with Haley does not have his.
Okay. I say that, but you know, I've never bought a set of towels. I just buy individual towels. I mean, like, I might buy two or three of them, but like...
Right, I've never bought a match. Set, but they're like, I bought like three of the same towel.
Yeah, same.
But, I mean, my towels for the most part are
My towels don't match. They're all the same brand, I suppose, because I'm cheap, so I get that cheap brand at Walmart.
Yeah, me too. So they speak with his dad at the house, ask him about his guns, and he says that he's actually missing a gun, but he's not sure how long it's been missing for.
Okay.
The gun was never found, and it couldn't be matched to the gun used to kill Haley, since there was no weapon found and no casings found.
Okay.
The police only had circumstantial evidence, but it seemed Isaiah was definitely the murderer. The only thing they are missing is a motive. So they do some digging.
Okay. Go ahead.
What?
The motive is probably, if I had to guess, he wanted to be with Haley and she didn't want to be with him.
It's a good guess, but no.
Oh, okay. I'm just thinking. They were involved.
They were just better off as friends.
Okay, but typically when someone says that, that's like one person feels that way, not the other.
Yeah. No, I think it was like a pretty like common. Okay. Like, they were just friends.
I can't think of any other motive then.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So they find that night of Haley's death, Isaiah's dad had been texting him asking when Isaiah was going to pay him back the money that he owed him.
Oh. So for money?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The next morning, Isaiah left his dad $200.
He owed his dad $200?
Mm-hmm.
So he killed Haley
$210.
For $210. So he killed Haley for $200?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I know, no good reason to kill people. But, like, that infuriates me. Yeah. $200? That's what you're going to kill her over? $200.
Right. $210. She probably would have let you borrow the $210.
Well, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So they find out that Haley has already loaned him money in the past.
Oh, okay. So no, she wouldn't have.
So she loaned him about $600.
Okay.
Because he was short on rent. And then a few weeks later, she found out that he actually had stolen another $300 from her.
Okay.
By writing himself a check.
So she wasn't going to loan him $200.
Probably not.
Okay. So he killed her for more than $200, then.
Right. So, about $1,100.
$1,100. So I was going to say $1,100.
Right. So then, like, he wouldn't have to pay back the $900. Mm-hmm. Because she did confront him about this, and he apologized and promised to pay her back.
Mm-hmm.
So, about $1,100. But, so okay. His sister said, in, like, the Dateline episode I watched, mm-hmm. her sister said in the Dateline episode, she was like, Haley was the nicest person. Even though he owed her money, like, she probably still would have loaned him the money if he would have just asked.
Right.
I personally wouldn't have. But Haley seems a lot nicer than me.
Right.
So, that's crazy, though. Like, so infuriating. $1,100. Still not enough.
That is infuriating.
Like, no amount is a good amount, but, like, $1,000,000.
I mean, after him stealing the $300, I feel like had he not stolen it.
Right.
Like, I feel like that's the issue.
Right, she loaned him money. Like, he wrote himself a check out of her check.
Right, but, like, she loaned him money, and he didn't pay it back. Had he not stolen the money, though, like, I think that's where the...
Right.
Like, if he had just owed her money, and then he'd been like, hey, I know I already owe you money, but...
Yeah, but $900 is a lot when you're in college, though.
No, I agree. 100%. So... I'm just saying, though, I feel like she probably would have been fine had he not stolen $300 from her.
Right.
Yeah.
So, motive, money.
Yeah, not even a lot of money.
No. So, Isaiah was arrested and charged for murder, robbery, and obstruction of justice.
Mm-hmm.
He pled not guilty.
Well, obviously.
The trial was based on circumstantial evidence, and the prosecutors were actually a little worried that they weren't going to get a conviction.
Mm-hmm.
That is, until Donna Hagen took the stand. Donna is his mom.
Oh, his mom. Okay.
And up until now, she has not spoken with the police.
Okay.
And on the stand, she admits that the day that that she talked to Isaiah, he told her that he did kill Haley, but that it was an accident.
Okay.
This blindsided both the prosecution and the defense. The defense tried to argue that she was just saying this because she thought if he admitted to it being accidental, he would get less time.
I can see that.
But it did not matter. Her testimony, along with the circumstantial evidence, convicted Isaiah Hagen of the murder of Haley Rothgever, robbery, and obstruction of justice. He was sentenced to 60 years and is currently serving his time in the Pendleton Correctional Facility in Indiana. He's tried to appeal, but it was denied.
Well, good. Yeah, that's pretty shitty.
Mm-hmm.
$1,100.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder what your life's worth.
Right. Like, I mean, hopefully none of my friends would kill me. I don't have very many. But what would they kill me over?
Being annoying. I'm just kidding.
Thank you, Sierra.
No, I'm just kidding. Nothing. I mean, I don't think any of your friends have any reason to kill you. But I just can't imagine, like, killing someone over $1,100.
Like, what? Especially, like, your friend.
Right.
Like, it's not even like it was just, like, a random person that he robbed and then killed.
Right.
like, still not enough, but...
Right.
Like, it would be a little more understandable if, like, he didn't know her.
And, like, what was the repercussions of him not paying his dad back?
I don't know.
I mean, it was so detrimental that he, like, had to kill her that day to pay his dad back.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And, like, his parents...
And he killed her, he shot her in the back of the head.
Right.
Like, man up.
Right.
How dare you? She probably didn't even know it was coming.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, I don't know, this is completely, like, my guess. But, like, what if he, I don't know, I guess because he brought her there, so maybe not. I was going to say, you know, like, he brought her, asked her if he could borrow the money. She said no, he got mad, she went to walk away, he shot her.
Right.
But he brought her there, and he brought a gun, so no.
Right, no, he brought her there intentionally with the plan to kill her.
Yeah, why?
Like, 100% premeditated.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And how did he even know she would have the money on her?
I don't know.
Like, what if he had killed her and she didn't have the money?
I did see one thing, but it was only in one place, that said that the next morning he went to her car mm-hmm. and took concert tickets out of it and then sold the concert tickets.
Okay.
So maybe that's where the $200 came from. But like I said, that was only in one source. So I didn't right. include it because I wasn't sure if it was accurate or not.
Right.
So I don't know if she had the $200 on her that night, or maybe he wrote himself another check for $200. I don't know.
It's honestly terrifying, the amount of people that just, like, get killed by their friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's why I don't have very many.
I mean, I don't either, but, like, I don't even think of anyone that I, like, very much dislike that I would just be like, all right, I'm gonna kill him.
Yep. No, I don't know anyone.
There's no one. That thought never has even crossed my mind.
No. Never in my life have I been like, oh, I'm gonna just kill this person.
I mean, Jacob pushes me to the limit sometimes. Where I would just, you know, I'm like...
I feel like that's like crime of passion, though.
Yes. Like, he just makes me so angry. But, like, he's my husband. I think that happens. I think that's a normal thing. Where your husband makes you so mad, you're just like, oh, I could just freaking stab you. But you don't.
Right.
Cause... Obviously. Because you're a rational person.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very sad.
I don't have any friends that I would think, like, oh, let me just go ahead and kill him.
Well, I would hope you wouldn't.
No.
Because rational people don't do that.
No. I didn't really like that, Ashley.
I'm sorry. It was pretty interesting, I thought.
I wasn't a fan.
Well, I'm sorry.
Because also you're like, okay, friends. But, like, were they friends? They were coworkers. Do you think they were, like, friends?
No, probably not.
Because, like, I have coworkers. That I'm like, okay. Like, yeah, we're friends at work. But, like, I don't talk to them outside of work. I don't.
Like, I mean, she did talk to him outside of work. She loaned him $600.
Well, right. So. But I'm just saying, like, also, if they didn't work together, would they stay close?
I don't know.
Because I don't feel like that's the norm.
Right. Like, I have coworkers. I mean, not anymore. But, like, back when I was a server, who I would have considered my friends. Right. And, like, I talked to them outside of work.
Right.
But then once we both no longer worked there, like, we don't talk anymore.
Right. So I'm saying. So I'm wondering, like, how close of friends they were.
Right. But, like, also, you know, like, they're in college. Like, they're probably, like, superficial friends.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just wonder how close of friends they were. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. they were friends enough that she was willing to go with him. But, like, he probably just was like, hey, you want to hang out?
Right.
Which I think is normal of college.
But also, she had a test the next morning.
Yeah.
That's a little irresponsible.
Mm-hmm. Of her or him?
Her.
Yeah.
To go hang out at midnight. Or 10:30, whatever time it was.
Well, I mean, the night
I mean,
young.
Not victim blaming or anything. I'm just saying. The like, night that's is crazy.
Young. I would have crazy done that to too.
Me. Not if you had a test the next morning.
Listen, do you have any idea?
You didn't take school very seriously.
I'm not talking about school, you jackass. I'm talking about how many times I would literally, like, be out hanging out with my friends until, like, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and then I have to go make biscuits at Bojangles at 5.
Okay, but this was an important test for her nursing degree.
My work was important.
Bojangle biscuits was not important.
It was important, Ashley. It was my career.
Oh, yeah, okay. It was not your career.
No. No, but I'm just saying. I mean, that's just kind of like a young mentality.
I know, but it's just crazy to me. I mean, I'm sure I did stupid things like that, too.
You did.
But thank you.
Halloween.
I didn't have a test the next
morning. Doesn't matter. You had important family obligations.
Oh, whatever.
Which you chose partying instead of.
That's true. I did.
Made us all look like idiots. Swore to me you'd be there. It's really not funny.
I would have.
You wouldn't have because you didn't come.
Okay.
Because you were irresponsible.
Because of the circumstances.
You were irresponsible.
Yeah, I was.
That's what I'm saying. College students are irresponsible. They are.
Yeah.
So, doesn't surprise me in the least bit that she went out at 10:30 at night to hang out when she had an important test the next day. She might have just needed, like, some time to blow off steam because she'd been studying all day.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't surprise me at all. You were very irresponsible in college.
I was not.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
You were your freshman year.
Okay, but not after that.
Okay, I'm just saying, you were.
This wasn't her freshman year.
Well, maybe she was responsible the other years and she just needed to let loose.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Okay.
I can see why she would want to go hang out.
I mean, I could see why she would too. I just think it's crazy. As my old self, I'm like, how could you go out that late of night and have a test the next morning?
Yeah, no, it doesn't surprise me. I could do that. Even now.
Yeah. I don't know even if I would have done that during college. I can't function on no sleep.
I know you can't.
I never have been able to.
Yeah, I can.
I know you can, but I cannot.
Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty shitty, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad that he at least was found guilty. I was kind of concerned there that maybe that wasn't going to be the case.
Right.
And also, I mean, kind of kudos to his mom for at least admitting he did it.
Right.
Since prior to that, he was saying he wasn't guilty.
Well, his mom was saying nothing.
Well, right, but...
But I guess when she got up on the stand, like, she didn't feel like she could lie.
Yeah. Well, especially considering, like, she's a corrections officer.
Right.
So... Yeah, I didn't like that.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Forgive you this time.
Okay, well, maybe you'll have a better case for us next week.
I will, for sure.
Okay, thanks, Sierra.
No problem. I'm just letting you know.
All right, well.
I've got some good ones lined up.
Okay.
In my brain.
Whatever.
And also, we're approaching our 100th episode, so.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
I know, we're at like 92 or 3, right?
This is 95.
I'm a little off.
Thank you. This actually might be... Is it 95? I think it's 95. I think last episode was 94.
Mm.
I don't know why you're saying, like I'm wrong.
I don't know. I didn't know.
I think we're at episode 95 right now. I think this is 95. I think we got 5 more.
I don't even know how to see how many episodes we have.
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying we're approaching quickly, so we got to come up with something big for the 100th episode.
Okay. This will be episode 94.
Okay. I mean, that means the 100th episode is yours, so.
Never mind, I don't want that.
You better get preparing.
I don't want that.
Right? Because if this is 94, then I'll have 95, you'll have 96, I'll have 97, you'll have 98, I'll have 99, and you'll have 100. So, I expect fireworks.
Maybe 100 should be a twofer.
I don't think so.
Why?
It's your turn. I don't think 100 should be a twofer.
I think it should.
We'll discuss.
Okay, okay.
Off the air.
Okay. Well, goodbye, everybody.
We hope you have a fabulous rest of your week. We're glad we're back. Hope you guys are glad we're back.
Hopefully we stay back.
Only goes up from here.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you heard and you want to support a small podcast, please give us money at
www.patreon.com/weeklydoseofwicked, where you can join one of our 4 amazing tiers. Starting at just a measly $3 a month, that's literally 10 cents a day, you can join the Slightly Wicked. After that, we've got the Moderately Wicked for just $5 a month, followed by the Awesomely Wicked for $7 a month. And for those high rollers, big ballers, we have the Extraordinarily Wicked. So head on over, check it out. If you like what you see, join it up.
If subscriptions aren't your jam, head on over to
www.buymeacoffee.com/WDOW, where you can give us a one-time donation to buy us a coffee or, you know, like podcasting equipment, which would probably be a better use of our money.
Feel free to give us a follow on
Instagram at weekly_dose_of_wicked, or you can just search Weekly Dose of Wicked and we'll pop up because we're the only ones.
Or you can give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/weeklydoseofwicked.
Or, you know what, you could just do both, because that would be better for us.
For a direct feed of our podcast, please go to
www.weeklydoseofwicked.buzzsprout.com.
Great news, guys. We've made it big time, and you can now listen to us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yep, yep. Even Pandora. They finally let us in.
Make sure to come back next Wednesday for your
Weekly Dose of Wicked. Ba-dum-psh.